Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gerald Salente back on the show. Gerald is a long time. In fact, he's an original founding member of our show. In fact, we need to celebrate. That's right. We need to celebrate his 18th anniversary as a member of our Brainjust. How about that, folks? He was here from the beginning, and he's the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, the author of Trends 2000, a 1990s book that continues to be prophetic. Also, What Zizi Gave Honey Boy, that's one of my favorites. And the publisher of the Trends Journal, which is outstanding. You need to know about that, trendsjournal.com. Gerald, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So
you know,
pleasure.
Jim, if you go to our website, being that you have a subscription to the Trends Journal, mm-hmm. you could watch that movie.
Zizi
Gave Honey
yeah.
Boy. Yeah,
yep.
yeah.
With Doris.
Yep, and Doris Roberts.
Played Zizi, and so folks, you check it out. It's really great. So Gerald, let's talk about the economy. About a week and a half ago, President Obama went to Elkhart, Indiana, a great little town, and took a couple of victory laps there. And he actually said this: in almost every indicator you can find in the economy, it's better than when I took office. Well, 2 days later, when economists were projecting 160 to 200,000 jobs, the jobs report came in at 38,000 only in May. When I polled my own audience about their hiring interests, less than 20% said they are planning to hire. What's going on with the economy? Is the president right, or are the job creators right?
Look, Obama lied his way into office. He's a traitor. And you know how I felt about Bush, you know, starting those wars without any evidence, you know. So I'm a political atheist. I call it what it is. And I say he's a traitor because he was the perfect, and as you may not remember, I began my career at a graduate school running political campaigns in Westchester County, which is the richest county in America. It's right north of New York City. And I also was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. And I designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology and taught it at St. John's University. So in the Trends Journal, as we followed a candidate Obama, we identified what a fraud he was and how he just was, you know, it was a community organizer that never organized anything. And what he was doing was playing to the liberal base of the Democratic Party to win it over. And then as soon as he got the nomination, he started to change. And one of those was, you know, folks, and that's the other thing. I find it very degrading that this guy calls us folks all the time. I'm not your folks. But anyway, to move on, he went up to the Rust Belt and promised to revisit NAFTA.
Right.
Because it stole all those jobs out of America.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, as soon as he became candidate Obama, and he won the nomination from the Democratic Party, they backtracked on that real big, and now, of course, he's pitching the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which gives multinationals power over sovereign states and nations. Anyway, going back to Obama being the traitor, everything he's ever said was a lie. Again, whether you agree with...
What do you think about the economy?
And I'm getting to. He just throws out one-liners that are based on nothing.
Right.
So what he does with the economy, he said at his State of the Union address that anyone that thought the economy wasn't doing well is, quote, peddling fiction.
Right.
And now he said in Elkhart, Indiana, that it was a myth that anybody mm-hmm. thought the economy. This is the arrogance of this guy.
Don't you call me a fiction peddler.
Mm-hmm. This is the point I was making. Let me finish.
Yeah.
All he's ever done was peddle fiction. So what he did with that, what you pointed out with the numbers, 38,000 jobs, let's put this into perspective. since he became, since 2009, when he started giving all our money away to the too big to fails, 95% of the wealth created since 2005 has gone to the 1%.
That's right.
That's a fact.
That's a, I believe that.
And it's
that,
a fact.
You can ask small business owners about that.
51% of the people in this country that are working are earning $30,000 or less. And because Obama is a fraud and just throws out lies with a lot of arrogance and an attitude, try this one on, Obama. Median household income is below 1999 levels.
But wait a minute. Is that one of the indicators he said was better than when he came into office? You're right. You know, you're right about that. One of the things he does do is he says these things as if you and I can't find the truth. And that's always amazed me. And as if we're stupid, which we're not. Quick break, right back with our good friend Jero Celente, celebrating 18 years of his membership in the Brain Trust.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.